This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India set a new one-day record for its number of new coronavirus cases, while the United States continued to add to a surge in infections. And Mexico surpassed Italy in the number of COVID-19 deaths. India health officials said Monday there were 28,701 new confirmed cases in the past 24 hours. The country trails only the United States and Brazil in total cases since the outbreak began late last year. And authorities in several states are putting back in place lockdown restrictions to try and slow the spread of the virus. Mexico's health ministry announced over the weekend that the country's death toll had risen to 35,006. It's the fourth highest in the world. And it reminded people to practice social distancing, wear masks, and wash their hands. The United States had more than 60,000 new confirmed cases again Sunday, with surges in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Arizona. Florida reported a 24-hour increase of 15,299, shattering the previous one-day high for a U.S. state by more than 3,500. Meantime, the top U.S. health official is urging everyone to wear a mask when out in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but he stopped short of saying there needs to be a nationwide mandate. A day after U.S. President Donald Trump was seen for the first time wearing a face covering in public, U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams told CBS News that people need to be educated on why it's important to cover their faces. Trump has wavered on the topic of wearing face masks. He was pictured wearing one Saturday during a visit to a military hospital, saying, quote, "When you're in a hospital especially, I think it's a great thing to wear a mask," he said. Monday brought mandatory orders for wearing masks in public in Croatia and across Spain. And South Africa's president announced a renewed ban on the sale of alcohol and a new nighttime curfew as cases rose there. This is VOA News. China has imposed sanctions on three U.S. lawmakers in retaliation for the Trump administration's sanctions imposed over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province. Monday, a foreign ministry spokesperson announced sanctions against Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, as well as against Republican Representative Chris Smith. Sanctions were also imposed against Sam Brownback, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, and the Congressional Executive Committee on China, a joint Congressional White House panel created to monitor human rights and the development of the rule of law in China. Rubio is the Republican co-chair of the panel, and Smith is the ranking member and a former co-chair of the committee. The four have been critical of China's policies towards minorities and people of faith. The corresponding sanctions were announced days after the Trump administration imposed financial sanctions against several high-ranking Chinese officials, including the Chinese Communist Party chief in Xinjiang. At issue for the U.S. is the mass incarceration of up to 1 million ethnic Uyghur Muslims and other Muslim minorities in Xinjiang. China says the detentions are for de-radicalization and retraining purposes. Ties between the world's biggest economies have deteriorated in recent months over a host of issues, including trade and human rights concerns involving Hong Kong and Taiwan. Meantime, in Hong Kong, nearly 600,000 people cast their votes in an unofficial primary over the weekend, this to determine which pro-democracy leaders will run for office in September. The vote is seen as a protest against controversial new security laws imposed by Beijing. It was organized by the opposition party to determine who will run in September elections for Hong Kong's Legislative Council. Those who voted did so despite warnings that the poll may violate the harsh new security law enforced by Beijing. The law allows security agents from mainland China to operate officially in Hong Kong for the first time. It also outlaws what Beijing describes as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. In other election news, incumbent Polish President Andrzej Duda won the presidential election in Poland. The victory was announced early Monday, with 99% of the ballots counted from Sunday's runoff election. Duda won 51.2% of the vote. The right-wing Duda and liberal Warsaw Mayor Rafael Trzaskowski both had about 50% of the vote late Sunday night, but Duda came out on top. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote.